Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my quasi-semi almost monthly podcast. I call it that only because I don't always actually post every month. Sometimes it's every other month. But I try to do two podcasts a month. This particular podcast, dealing with the concept of self. Self is a very Western philosophy. It is a more unique in that the individual is recognized as being something greater than simply the individual. In a more Eastern mindset, that isn't the case. But I'm curious today, as I think about the concept of self, and I apply it to the recent federal shutdown, I'm quite curious. First of all, I listened to both sides. I listened to Sarah Palin. I listened to President Obama. I listened to the various pundits on the news and the internet. And my first thought, my first conception, my first real feeling out of it is they're both wrong. The reality of the government shutdown is more what happened collectively than it is what happened to any one individual group of people. Those people who were willing to give their lives for our country, veterans, who were then suddenly bereft of benefits, was horrifying. And the actions of both sides in this reality is quite significant. The Tea Party movement that we pay enough taxes already is an intriguing one in that they really wish to remove some safety nets that are there for a reason. And the reason the safety nets are there is to catch those who fall through the cracks, those who don't have everything they need, which, you know, not that I want to pay more taxes, but on the other side, I do understand the need to pay taxes to take care of those who aren't represented, who aren't protected, and who ultimately aren't safe in the current system that we have. So if you think about both sides, it concerns me. It concerns me as much from a perspective of what could have gone right than what did in the end go wrong. It seems to me that the drift in our country is fairly significant. The almost anguished drift, as it were. There's a part of our country that is extremely liberal, that wishes to take care of all of those around us, that wishes to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to be happy and successful. And there's a part of our country, as I said before, the Pay No More Taxes Tea Party, that wishes to control government spending, wishes to drop the amount of taxes significantly and move back to a system of more like what was happening in the 80s, the Reaganomics era, where business supposedly takes care of people. The reality is, neither system fully implemented will ever work. There's always going to be extremes, and there's always going to be people who are displeased with the reality of the world around them. And it's that displeasure that concerns me, because it hasn't actually improved. It's actually gotten worse. It's something of a disconnect within this country right now, and it concerns me significantly. Anyway, that's just kind of my loose thoughts on what's happened recently. It's not, I haven't gelled them yet, based on the concept of self and how the world perceives self. To me, it seems right now there's far too much me, 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 and not enough us in what's happening in this particular problem, as well as going forward. We'll have to see what happens in February, but I suspect you'll probably see another government slowdown then. My name is Scott Anderson. All thoughts in this podcast are wholly mine and are copyrighted Scott Anderson. Thanks for listening.